It's time to catch up now with Jodie Neild from the Boyartbrook CRC. Good morning, Jodie.
Good morning.
So, Jodie, very exciting to be talking to you about this. Just around the corner on Saturday, the 15th of May, something exciting is going to happen in Boyartbrook, and you're a big part of that. So what is it?
Yes, Tom, we are very excited to be presenting a new event for Boyartbrook. It's called Makers in May, which is going to be an amazing event where we're bringing craft people and stallholders and food and entertainment all together to the town hall to bring the community together.
Fantastic. All right. So this is an inaugural event, the first of its kind. And from what I understand, it's pretty much at capacity in terms of stallholders.
Yes, it is. We've been inundated, actually. It's a fantastic problem to have. We've got such a variety of stallholders, people coming along with knitting and patchwork, jewellery making, recycled art, needle felting, miniatures, just a really wide range of people who will be demonstrating their skills and what they're making, as well as having things available for the public to buy.
Yeah, I love it. It's fantastic. It's a great thing. It's showcasing all the local talent and keeping that economy ticking along on a local scale and, of course, yeah, teaching skills as well. So on the day there, Jodie, obviously people will be able to have a look at all the wares that are on display, but is there anything else happening as part of the day?
Yes, we're actually very excited that we've got some demonstrations and workshops going on through the day as well. So there's things like learning the guitar. Come along. We've got some guitars available and a very talented young man who's going to teach some basics about the guitar. We have a cooking demonstration, an e-waste demonstration, and there's a couple of other workshops that are going throughout the day. These activities are free of charge, so as long as you pay your $5 entry coming on in the door, yes, you're more than welcome to come along and be part of these events.
What are the details in terms of specifics of time and location for people who want to come to Boyartbrook for this?
Yes, so it's on Saturday the 15th of May, which you've mentioned, at the Boyartbrook Town Hall, which is on Abel Street. Doors open at 10 o'clock and will run through the day until 4. It's a $5 entry fee with school children able to come in free of charge. And we're really encouraging as many people to come as possible to really get out and learn some new skills, meet some new people, and see what our local craftspeople have to offer.
Yeah, no, look, it's going to be outstanding. And we know this because from the country music time of year, when that's going ahead, we've always had the art awards there. And you often see locals with their arts and crafts around town in different little displays and shops around the place. And there's a lot to offer from the locals. So listeners, great opportunity Saturday, the 15th of May, if you're heading to Boyartbrook to go and have a look at this Makers in May at the Town Hall on Abel Street. You can't miss it when you're driving through town. So get on down and have a look and support some local industries. But otherwise, Jodie, just before we let you go, how's everything else going at the CRC?
Oh, flat out, Tom. We're always got things going on. There's a couple of excellent projects that we have in connecting the community. So the Community Connector, where we're facilitating people into providing services for what they need and social connections. We've also got some more workshops and things coming up, events. We're running a monthly online quiz, which is just going really, really well. Every month we get the crew of people coming in, testing their general knowledge, and, it's all a little bit of fun.
Awesome. All right. No, good to hear. Well, look, thank you for having a chat with us here this morning, Jodie. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Tom.